This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A man's in custody after eight people were shot and killed at three massage parlors in the Atlanta area. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker said Robert Allen Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant told reporters three people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta, and a fourth person was killed at another spa across the street. Bryant said all three victims were female and appeared to be Asian. Earlier in the afternoon, authorities in Cherokee County, which is north of Atlanta, said three people were killed and two others were injured at a massage parlor there. I'm Mike Gracia.
There have been a series of attacks against Asian Americans recently that coincide with the spread of the coronavirus around the country. Thousands of immigrant children who've crossed the border into the U.S. will be moved into the Dallas Convention Center beginning today as the U.S. struggles to find accommodations for them. Homeland Security says they will not send the children back across the border as the Trump administration did. President Biden says if an investigation confirms the sexual harassment allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he should resign.
A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And the president says Governor Cuomo may end up being prosecuted, too, if the investigation confirms the women's claims. He spoke to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News in an exclusive interview. A woman with a history of stowing away on airliners is under arrest, accused of trying to sneak onto a flight in Chicago. This is AP News. And now to Republicans and the coronavirus shot. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Republican opposition remains strong to getting a coronavirus shot. 75-year-old Ron Holloway in Missouri is at a very high risk of getting the virus, but he won't get the shot.
I don't believe my government's going to save me. My mask isn't going to save me. The vaccine isn't going to save me. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Holloway supported Donald Trump. An AP NORC poll found 42% of Republicans say they probably or definitely will not get the shot. Public health doctor Brian Castrucci took part in focus groups. He says health, not politics, was the deciding factor.
They said that their doctor was more important than the influence of the former president.
Castrucci says facts are needed to get more people vaccinated.
Good data plus good stories gets you behavior change.
As for Ron Holloway,
people call it a pandemic. I call it a damn panic.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.